Red Saves the Black with Tina and Jared.
So that first song was Proven, and their website is myspace.com/provenmetal, and they're out of Portland, Oregon, and the song was called Heaven.
Wow.
And I'm reading right off the pad.
This stuff actually comes out of Oregon.
It's like Montana.
Oregon.
It's like your neighbors are like 20 miles away out there.
Yeah.
Ridiculousness.
And here in Philadelphia, our neighbors are attached to our house.
It's funny, when I first listened to that song, like, I couldn't tell if it was like a super, like, Christian song, like those death metal bands that are like, praise the Lord, and stuff like that. And then I wasn't sure, and then I was like, it's just hardcore, so it was weird.
Okay.
That doesn't make any sense, does it?
Wait, you found them, right?
No, you found them, and you sent them to me. And at first I thought they were singing, like, praise Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
which isn't necessarily a bad thing. And then I thought it was going to, like, a Christian, like, metal, and then I realized, like, their logo really wasn't kind of something that would... I don't know, it just turned out to be, you know, a nice little hardcore band. Gina's pointing at bands on our list. This one we couldn't download.
This one?
Right,
okay.
And this one we can play if we'd like tonight.
Okay.
Right. We have a lot of great music for you tonight. Personally, I'm excited about the selection that we picked out for this week.
Well, yeah, I have...
They're all heavy hitters.
I have a complaint.
Not that our music sucks.
I went to Pure Volume and they switched it around, so now I can't browse for artists anymore, which I was... kind of annoyed because that's how I find all my music for the show, and like I download on my iPod and stuff like that if I like it. So I went to MySpace and I actually worked out and I downloaded like 3 songs in the time that I found like 10 or something, and it was actually really awesome. And I was surprised.
Yeah, we used to use Pure Volume a lot, and then they're changing it for what I call the better, is what they might say. But
they took get rid of the browse button. All you can do is search for like. If it's indie or if it's on a major label, I'm like, I don't want to do that. I want to look for bands, like, if I want to find a band in Austria, just some random band, and go through the 17 pages that they have. Like,
now, I might be an idiot or a moron, but if you guys out there, if you have a Pure Volume page, whether you're a listener or a band, and you haven't been there in the past few weeks, go on, log in, see if you can figure out how to view your page as other people would view it. Like, when you go to MySpace, you see your homepage, you can see your friends, you can see all your new stuff. And then if you want, you can click on your profile and see it from the outside view. Try to do it in Pure Volume on your account if you haven't been there. I felt like an idiot. Like, I couldn't find it at all, you know? Every 5 seconds I was getting, you know, a page that said, oh, we lost this page. Or something.
Yeah, like, I actually put in a, suggestion, and I was like, please bring back the browse button.
See, I was just an asshole. I was just like, bad move, Pure Volume.
I kind of need to look for bands for this podcast, and I can't do that with no browse button. Thanks.
Well, I kind of thought the same thing. I don't know. Except I was just like, bad move, Pure Volume. Bad move.
Yeah, I'm a lot nicer than Jared.
I'm nice.
No.
Once in a day.
Once.
Year.
Never.
Decade.
Sometimes.
Century.
Whatever.
Millennia.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, so I'm a nice guy most of the time. But Pure Volume kind of, yeah.
He can be a nice guy.
If anybody figures it out, plus they changed their logo from red to blue. I don't know if red was making people angry.
I liked it better because it was like a charcoal grayish black with red, and now it's... I do like the blue, though, but I think, you know, red face black, I'm a little partial, but whatever.
It looked well.
It looked good.
It looked well. If you excuse me, I came back again from my hard night of playing video games and doing crazy stuff like that.
Yeah.
But we're going to play another song now because, as you know on this show, after about 2 minutes of talking, we stare at each other and start going like, yeah, that was a good topic, but now there's a bag of potato chips over there.
Would you like to play this band?
So yes, we will play this band that got left behind in our list. I have a little booklet. I look like a little lame journalist with my stupid booklet.
I gave it to him. For like his birthday or something.
And if you know, my handwriting sucks. But
it's chicken scratch.
Gina goes at me and like smashes me in the face every week about that.
Actually, I don't smash him in the face. I just kind of point and chuckle.
I just got a picture of you picking up a car and slamming it into my face for some reason.
Yeah, I don't pick up cars. Imagine that. Unless it's that little car that's like...
Gina can pick up 2-ton vehicles and slam it into my...
No, Gina cannot.
So, yes.
So I can play... We're going to play this one?
Hey, okay, no socks on.
So I don't have socks
on. Red face black with no uncensored... skin.
This next band is Give 'Em Hell. And their website is myspace.com/giveemhell, which is GiveEmHell. And they're out of Sacramento, California, and the song is called Time to Kill It. Such a dark and barren place to find my
That last band was Give 'Em Hell out of Sacramento, California. You can check them out at myspace.com/giveemhell. The name of that track was Time to Kill It. And the them is just EM. So it's Give EM Hell.
Mm-hmm. Give 'em.
I like it, though. It's got that, like, slang terminology coolness to it. Kind of like this tiny little pen that you can't see me holding up right now.
No, that has nothing to do with it.
Isn't it awesome, though?
Jared's just a little, Jared's been drinking.
What? No, I haven't.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't been drinking.
I had Coke, so I'm not as awesome as Jared, I guess.
I only had a few beverages. Okay. And they were fine. None of that cheap crap that some of those kids out there drink.
The heat kicked on.
Let me go shut that off.
No, it's fine. I like it.
But it's loud. It sounds like we're in a goddamn wind tunnel.
You're screaming anyway.
I know. Well, I always talk loud.
I know, but you're like screaming tonight. Like we're right in front of the computer. You're like, ah!
I like how you screamed. It didn't even go above the red.
Well, that's because I didn't really scream. I was just pretend screaming.
See, we have like that little bar, you know, technology thing that shows the levels. Mm-hmm. And as you can indicate here clearly, I'm not making it quite into the
Stop
red. And I'm pointing with my finger at the red. So anyway, you know, we were drinking a little. I sound like John Madden.
Yeah. I was thinking that earlier.
So we were playing some games at our friend's house. And I played this one really weird game that was supposed to involve drinking. But it was kind of weird. It was called Thumper.
Yeah.
Where essentially you just pound on your legs.
Or the table.
Like a drum beat. And you each have a symbol that you have to display, like a hand motion. And me, being the nerd that I am, chose the Spock, you know, hand signal as
and
the thing.
And me being
thing.
The nerd that I am, chose the sign language for I love you.
So, yeah, we're both nerds at that. So, anyway, the purpose of this Thumper drinking game is essentially that you do your symbol and another person's symbol. You're passing it off to them. And then they have to do, you know, they have to do their symbol and another person's symbol. But if they're not paying it...
Like, my symbol is the I love you, Jared's symbol is the Spock thing, and then, like, some other person's symbol, we're going to name her Mary, is the,
Bob Dole?
Mary's symbol is, like, the thumbs up thing. I'm going to, like, pound on my knees or whatever, and then I'll do my symbol, the I love you thing, and then I'll do, like, Mary's and the hand, the thumbs up thing, and then Mary will have to do hers, and then somebody else doesn't say she does Jared's, so she'll do the thumbs up, and she'll do the Spock thing, so then it'll be Jared's turn, and Jared will do the Spock thing, and maybe Mary's again, and Mary will have to go, you know, blah, blah, blah.
So long story short, this game essentially disorients you, and if it works right, you get kind of dizzy looking back and forth trying to, like, pay attention to see if your symbol, your hand motion, comes up. If you don't react quick enough, you have to drink, and I don't know, we got bored of it and started playing video games, because our friend has tons of video games, and
this is true.
We played lots of them.
That's fun.
That bongo video game was kind of cool.
We played a little barbecue. It was awesome.
We played this really weird game on, what was it like? I want to say, GameCube. And it was like Donkey Kong Bongos.
Oh, also the,
No, Bongos.
What's
Bongos are metal.
We talked about this already.
What, Bongos?
But, yeah.
Like a month ago?
What's the Mario Kart mixed with Mortal Kombat?
Oh, yeah, that was sweet. A friend of ours brought over this Mortal Kombat, I think it was, Mortal Kombat Armageddon for PlayStation 2. I know you death metal kids and crazy video game kids out there are like, yeah, all the blood and gore. And they had these extra games in Mortal Kombat games for PlayStation 2. And in this one, they had an extra that was essentially a knockoff of, you know, the Super Mario Brothers Mario Kart Racing. Except it was Mortal Kombat characters. And it would do crazy stuff. Like, if you drove off the road, you'd slam into a wall and explode in, like, a gush of blood. Or, you know... You could knock somebody, bump somebody off, and if they cross a red line, they slam into a wall and blow up and explode in blood. And it was pretty cool. They had those giant slammer things, and like in Mario Kart, if a little like block comes down and crushes you,
you just kind of spin out of control.
You spin
out
of control.
The cloud picks you up and puts you back down, and you're okay. But when you get splattered by the thing in Mortal Kombat, you're splattered. Like, that's it. You're done.
So any of you gaming kids out there that like Super Mario Brothers Mario Kart, go ahead and check out the... Mortal Kombat Armageddon, because it was ultra gory.
What was the other one, too?
And I think little kids should play it.
GoldenEye?
No. Oh, the James Bond, yeah. Play some James Bond shooting games, and as you can tell, we're kind of nerds, because we spent our weekends drinking and playing video games.
And
it's all good. And listening to music, as we've selected a lot for you. And on that note, I think we should play another song.
Okay.
Because I'm feeling that we're running out, and we're just going to repeat ourselves about how cool it was that blood splattered all over the place in Mortal Kombat Armageddon. Because, yeah.
Yeah.
So speaking of blood, the next band we're going to play is Monday Massacre, and they're out of Cardiff, Wales, in the United Kingdom. You can check them out at myspace.com/Monday Massacre. The name of the song is Forget These Streets.
It's myspace.com/MondayMassacre, and the song is called Forget These Streets. And all I did was read off the pad again.
And the last
most mundane voice ever.
And on the last show, we played St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Oh, yeah, we did.
And so, yes, a lot of massacre bands. I don't know why. There's so many like metal bands that use that in their name.
Well, that's because it's...
It's cool, man.
Destructive, I guess.
And speaking of bands and craziness, Gene and I had the pleasure of going to a concert.
Yes.
Recently, and of course, on Red Faced Black, we always like to talk about those concerts briefly.
We went to go see the Foo Fighters on Thursday night, and I was so excited, and it was the first time I ever got to see the Foo Fighters, because I had tickets before when I was like 17, and I got sick, and I wasn't able to go, and now I was able to go, and it was so awesome. And Serj Tankian opened up for them.
See, I was excited. Like, I like the Foo Fighters, but they weren't, like, my most, like, favorite band ever. Although I will give Dave Grohl the fact that he's incredibly, like, high
social
energy.
Yeah, he's, like, awesome.
Like, I thought it was cool that, you know, they had two stages during the show. But the second stage was lowered from the ceiling into a giant circle that they ran out to, with complete with drum sets and keyboards on it, as was lowered from the ceiling of an arena. And I don't know, that was pretty cool. And I don't know, they just put on a really powerful, energetic show.
Yeah.
Serj, of course, from System of a Down, put on a great show, and he did a lot of dancing, which is funny, because he had a little top hat, and he was dancing mm-hmm. around, and the crowd was kind of like, yeah, you know, it's Serj from System of a Down, some people had no clue who he was.
Someone asked me before he was opening for them, and then I was like, yeah, they were like, yes!
And the Foo Fighters kind of blew him away with their energy, but Serj is very well-spoken, and came out on stage, and did it, and it was pretty cool, and his band name, you know, the Flying Cunts of Chaos, or the FCC was his band's name.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought that was kind of cool. Some band, I shouldn't say some band because they're kind of big, called Against Me, exclamation point, opened, but we didn't get in there in time. And
no, we got there at the end of their set.
I don't think anybody really missed it because there weren't many people in there when they were playing. But, you know, hey, it's always tough being the first band to open.
They still got to open for Serj and Foo Fighters, so I'll take it or leave it.
And we're actually going seeing a favorite comedian of ours in a week or two, so we'll probably talk about that when we go down to Atlantic City.
We're going to Mike Birbiglia.
Of Rounders fame. Not Birbiglia, Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, the Foo Fighters, they put on a really high-energy show, and it was really cool.
It was awesome. I loved every second of it. It was fantastic.
It was pretty good. It was pretty decent. I liked the energy and the power. And
it was awesome.
Plus, they had an accordion player with them, a violinist with them. So that was pretty cool. And Serj was definitely, like, high energy and screw the government and screw everything. And, you know, System of a Down type of coolness. And yeah.
It was awesome.
It was good times.
Overall awesome.
Oh, yeah. I would like to see that one tour with Devil Driver coming up soon, but I'm kind of lazy and I always, like, wait till the last minute and never get tickets to things.
Yeah, this is true. Whereas, like, I found the Foo Fighters were coming and I bought them the day after and we still got, like, level 3 tickets or something.
See, I got the Mike Birbiglia comedy tickets by, like, random luck at, like, 12:01 a.m. on some random day a month after they went on sale. We're in, like, the last row, so we're gonna be, like, hanging back there. Yo, Mikey! So, yeah. And this show went by really fast.
It did.
So we're gonna wrap it up, and we have one more awesome band for you. High-powered. Great way to end the show. But before we do, we randomly decided we're gonna give away another Red Phase Delac t-shirt. So, if you're the first person to email us with the locations of the bands that we played on this show. There'll be a total of 4 bands after closing band. Just the city and state, or the city and country, which we mention after or before each song. And if you're the first person to email us back, we'll send you some Red Faced Black stickers and a awesome Red Faced Black t-shirt. So thank you again for tuning in. And this last band is called Athena. And
like
they're
what's her name?
The goddess. The Greek goddess, right? And you can check them out at myspace.com/AthenaBand. They're out of Norwich, United Kingdom. The name of the track is...
I think it's Norwich.
Norwich.
Also,
I apologize.
I also think they just broke up like a week ago.
Which sucks, because this band is incredibly talented.
Like, I'm not exactly sure. I was looking at like a lot of bands at once, but I'm pretty sure that this is the band that really just broke up like maybe 2 weeks ago at the most. And I was like, oh, this band's awesome. Damn, they broke out.
They are awesome, so go support them and all the bands we feature on Red Phase of Black Radio. The name of the track is To the Stars, and thank you again for tuning in.